So bright. Why? Time is it? What are you doing? What are you doing? Darling, what is it? Do you need something? Then why are you staring at me? You're bored. Darling, you do realize that I'm typically asleep at this time. You waking me up right now because you're bored, no less, is like me waking you up in the middle of the night. Yes, it is. It's the exact same thing. Grumpy. I'm not grumpy. I was asleep. I'm half asleep now. Yes, you know I need to sleep just the same as you. Yes, well, I might be feeling a little sweeter if I... Don't. Don't make that face. That face you're making right now, you know exactly what you're doing. That pout. It looks so sweet and innocent, but I know that pout is trouble. Can you what? Touch my fangs? What am I, your pet? My fangs aren't even out right now. They never are when I sleep. I can't just make them come out, you know this. They only come out when I'm hungry. Or emotional, or annoyed. Well, there they are. Congratulations, you got me annoyed enough. But that doesn't mean you can touch them. I'm going back to sleep. No. No, they're sensitive. No, leave me and my fangs alone. At least until the sun sets, darling. Please. Oh, that's it. You want my attention, do you? I'm taking away your ability to move. Is this what you want? I know you so well, darling. I know exactly what you want. And that's to be pinned down against the bed. With me on top of you. Right? My mouth right next to your ear. Those fangs you love so much, just inches away from your lovely, soft neck. Waking me up in the middle of the day. Such a brat. You are. You. You are a bona fide brat. And I think you need to be put in your place. Do not use that tone with me. Don't look at me with those impish, mischievous eyes. And don't struggle against me. This is what you wanted, remember? You awoke your vampire girlfriend and poked and prodded at her until she could take no more. So these are the consequences. And now, I must decide, what shall I do with you? Hmm. Teach you a lesson is what I ought to do. Teach you not to wake a sleeping vampire in the middle of the day. You know, now that I think about it, I am a little bit peckish. I could use an early morning snack. Oh, that got you squirming, darling. Does my bored, bratty girlfriend want to feed me? Maybe that's what you're after. Want me to take a nice, long drink from you? Stop. Stop trying to explain. Stop making excuses. Just stop talking. You clearly wanted this to happen. You decided to be a little brat so that I would get grumpy, pin you down, and teach you a lesson. Isn't that right? I said, isn't that right, darling? Nod your head for me. Be a good girl. You need to show me that you're learning your lesson. You need to do what I say, because you're in big trouble. Don't smile. No, you're in trouble, and you need to act like it. Now, what is so interesting to you about my fangs? Here, they're right in front of you. Why do you like them so much? You like the way they look. Maybe you like the way they feel when I drag them softly across the skin of your neck. Shh, I know. It tickles, doesn't it? What did you think would happen when you disturbed my sleep? Did you think I would simply allow you to? Did you think that because you're my girlfriend, I would go easy on you? No. No, you humans are so arrogant. You have no respect. I could be sleeping right now, gathering my strength for the coming night. But instead, I have to discipline my bratty human and pin her down. It's cute how you struggle. As if your strength could ever match mine. Oh, darling, look at you. This is exactly what you wanted. This is what you were craving, wasn't it? You wanted me to play with you. Like prey. Like you're just a piece of food on my plate. Well, I wish you would have waited until I was awake, but I suppose I can't complain when a delicious-looking morsel like you crawls into my bed asking for attention. Then again, you were being such a brat. I probably shouldn't be encouraging behavior like that. No. I should be punishing it, shouldn't I? I should punish you for daring to think that you could disturb me. Darling, did you know that you're trembling? Just a little. It might even be so minute that you yourself can't perceive it, but I can. You're trembling and your eyes are slightly dilated. Your pulse is heightened. I might even be able to detect a hint of fear coming off of you. And that's exactly the way you like it. Don't worry, you don't need to deny it with me. You, like so many other humans, think that you're special. You think that just because we're dating, just because I love you deeply, that I'm not still a predator. That you're not prey to me, a meal to be devoured. I'm very good at controlling myself around you, but if you push me enough, that control might falter and I might just... All right, darling, are you ready to be a good girl for me? Are you going to be good? I'll allow you to lie in bed with me if you promise to be good. I imagine that's what you want. Cuddles, as you call them. Yes, I'm aware they are your favorite thing in the world. But listen to me. I'm not letting you off easy. I'll still keep you pinned to my body. That you'll be in my arms. That's what you want, yes? And you will be good for me. Good. Turn over on your side and come here. Let me hold you tight. I'll pin your arms to your chest and wrap my legs around yours to keep you still. There. I've still got you pinned, but now I'm much more comfortable. Now I can relax while my bratty girl is pinned up against me, restrained so you can't get into any more trouble. Shh. I've got you now. And look. The way we're lying, I can just rest my mouth right here on your neck. That made you shiver, didn't it? Maybe I'll have a taste. Maybe not. I might warn you in advance. Or maybe I'll just take what's mine. Whenever I want. That ought to teach you a lesson. To leave your sleeping girlfriend alone. Especially during the daytime. It's far too bright in here for me. It's uncomfortable. But I'm awake, aren't I? For you. I ought to keep you like this every day. Keep you pinned in my arms, unable to go about your day. Keep you here with me while I sleep, safe and sound in my arms. My own human pet. You would like that, wouldn't you? Baby, do you really want to touch my fangs? Fine. Turn around. Turn over. Turn to face me. Here. Touch them all you want. Yes. Yes, they're very sharp, but that's the point. Quite literally. You really were bored, weren't you? Yeah. And you couldn't wait for me to wake up.
You wanted to be with me right then and there. It's very sweet. I'm sorry, I was asleep then. I was exaggerating when I said that. You know, vampires don't really need to sleep. It's just a way to pass the time while the sun is out. Well, buy some more blackout curtains for your home, and we can hang out during the daytime. And then we can spend time together during the day. Yes, I would like that too. My little bratty human. Now, may I go back to sleep? Good. Thank you.